This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Why obedience may not mean what you think it means. John 14:28-31. You heard me say, I'm going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. Consider this. There is a strong theme weaving its way through this closing session between Jesus and his disciples. I haven't referenced it yet, but will do so now. It can be brought down to one word, obedience. Here are a few examples from John's Gospel. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. 13:34. If you love me, keep my commands. 14:15. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. 14:21. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. 14:23. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. 14:24. But he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. 14:31. If you obey my commands, you will abide in my love just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and abide in his love. 15:10. English Bible translations bounce around with the underlying Greek word and its meaning. The root Greek term is tereo. Sometimes it is translated keep, and at other times obey. People tend to resist obedience language because of its association with slavery, oppression, authoritarianism, and yes, parenting. When one person tells another person to obey them, it usually happens in a powering down context. When Paul tells children to obey parents and slaves to obey masters, in Colossians 3, we see a different Greek term, hupakou. Interestingly, this term carries a meaning more like to hear or to listen intently. So why all this? We need to grasp the gravity and intensity of Jesus' words. When Jesus tells us to keep his words or obey his commands, and when he tells us how he obeys his Father's commands, here's what he means. Go back to the passages above, and everywhere we see the term keep or obey, insert these words. Pay close attention to what I say. Keep these words in your mind. Impress the teaching on your hearts. Guard it with vigilance. Give all of your energy to applying it to your life. Be careful to put it into practice and treasure it above everything else. Let's give this a shot with John 14:23, which says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Anyone who loves me will pay close attention to what I say. Keep these words in your mind. Impress the teaching on your hearts. Guard it with vigilance. Give all of your energy to applying it to your life. Be careful to put it into practice and treasure it above everything else. This is how Jesus handles the commands of his Father. This is his instruction to us. I don't know about you, but this both convicts and encourages me. I'm afraid I'm a little more casual and too often aloof. I hold Jesus' teaching too much at the aspirational level and not enough at the I must do this at all cost because my life depends on it level. This, my friends, is the sum total of what it means to love Jesus. Obedience is not blind submission. It is the totalizing attention of love. The prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who not only calls us to obedience, but who shows us exactly what it looks like in action. Deliver us from our easy familiarity with his words. Teach us to cherish and to love his words. Open our minds to perceive them afresh and train our hearts to love them with all we are. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, how have you tended to think about the term obedience in the past? Number two, how does my amplified take on what the term means help you, challenge you, encourage you? How do you push back on it? And number three, what would it mean to get the whole notion of obedience out of the category of power and into the category of love? What would be the implications of this for your relationships, your leadership? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.